Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Stellar Rift. Chapter 1. The Discovery. Dr. Lena Finch was alone in the observatory, eyes strained and shoulders hunched over the glowing screen. It had been months of combing through data, plotting coordinates, and recalculating trajectories. Her work was a puzzle, and she was nearing the final piece. The signal on the screen blinked erratically. Lena adjusted her glasses and peered closer. "This can't be right," she whispered, fingers racing over the keyboard to cross-check her findings. A deep gravitational anomaly. An impossibility. "Working late again, Lena?" Dr. Michael Haggerty's voice cut through the room, causing her to jump. "You need to see this, Mike," she said without taking her eyes off the screen. Haggerty walked over, curiosity tempered with skepticism. "What have you got this time?" "It's a wormhole. The data is all here." Lena pointed at the screen, her excitement palpable. He frowned. "Lena, anomalies like this don't just appear. You must have made a mistake." "No mistake," she insisted. "The pattern is repetitive and stable. We're looking at a gateway, Michael, a theoretical shortcut through space." Haggerty sighed. "Even if it's real, which I doubt, it's not something we'll get funding for. The board already thinks you're wasting your talents on these wild goose chases." Lena's frustration boiled over. "You never take me seriously, Michael. This is the most significant discovery of our lifetime." Ignoring her, Haggerty walked away. Lena's eyes blazed with determination. She needed proof, something undeniable. She spent the next several nights crafting a plan. She needed equipment, data interceptors, and above all, help from someone, or something, beyond her immediate circle. One night, as she overclocked her satellite array for deeper space scanning, her equipment picked up an odd signal, faint but distinct. Lena amplified it and was startled to hear a coherent series of tones, an alien signal. "Hello, is anyone there?" she attempted, heart pounding. There was a pause before the tones were replaced by a voice. "I am Althar, explorer from the Drexen Galaxy. I've been monitoring your progress. You have discovered a wormhole." "How do you know about this?" she asked, stunned but intrigued. Althar's voice was calm, almost soothing. "The wormhole is known to my species. I have traveled through it. I can help you understand it, but we must meet. Our data alone will not suffice." Lena felt a surge of excitement and fear. "I don't know if I can trust you," she admitted. "I offer knowledge in exchange for your cooperation." "Trust will grow in time," Althar replied. Lena hesitated, but knew this was her only chance. She agreed, and that very night, Althar sent coordinates for a safe passage through the wormhole. Packing her essentials and necessary instruments, Lena initiated the spacecraft's launch sequence. With a final glance back at Earth, she set her ship on autopilot towards the gravitational anomaly. As she neared, the blackness of space fractured into swirling violet and gold tendrils. The sight was enough to steal her breath. She sent her ship through the wormhole's maelstrom of colors, and the pull of gravity intensified. The vessel shuddered, and lights flickered, but Lena held steady, trusting Althar's guidance. Emerging from the other side, her surroundings transformed. The starfield looked impossibly different, brighter, more vibrant. Althar's ship, sleek and elongated, hovered nearby. Althar himself emerged through an airlock, his form humanoid but with an ethereal glow. "Welcome, Dr. Finch. You have crossed into a galaxy few humans will ever see." Chapter 2. The Alien Ally. Lena's heart raced as she navigated the surreal, vibrant environment within the wormhole. Twisted strands of light and energy stretched infinitely, creating a spectacle that was both dazzling and terrifying. Her instruments were going haywire, registering energy she couldn't begin to understand. Her ship lurched violently. "Come on, hold together," she muttered to herself, gripping the controls. But the gravitational eddies were too strong. Alarms blared, and the vessel's structure groaned under the strain. A brilliant light enveloped her, pulling her into sudden clarity and stillness. A voice crackled over her communication system. "Hold on, Dr. Finch. I'm bringing you aboard." She was lifted, no, pulled, out of her ship and into Althar's sleek craft. Disoriented, she found herself on his command deck, surrounded by glowing panels and ethereal technology. "Your human vessel was not equipped for this journey, That, Althar said, his form materializing beside her. Forgive the abrupt retrieval. Lena steadied herself, finally getting a clear look at Althar. His features were otherworldly, a blend of the familiar and the alien. Thank you. Without you, that wormhole would have torn my ship apart. He nodded, his eyes reflecting a sympathetic understanding. The same could be said for me. You have your intellect, and I have my experience. Cooperation will keep us both alive. They began cautiously establishing communication, using a blend of his technology and her scientific acumen. Lena marveled at the alien ship's interface, which seemed almost organic in how it responded to touch and thought. What exactly are we dealing with here, Althar? She asked, bringing up the schematics of the wormhole on a display. The wormhole is a stable corridor between two galaxies. It serves as a bridge, but it's also a finely tuned system that balances cosmic energies. Disturbing, it could have catastrophic effects. Their growing cooperation faced immediate challenges. Alarms blared abruptly and the ship's lights dimmed. Predators, Althar said, his voice tense. Entities that feed on transitional energy, they sense disturbances in the wormhole's structure. Lena felt her heart pound. Can we fight them? We can evade them if we are lucky, Althar responded, manipulating the ship's controls. Veins of light shifted and pulsed across the walls. The predators attacked, their forms barely visible, shadows against shadows, moving with predatory elegance. Althar's ship twisted and turned, dodging their assaults. Use the graviton inducers, Lena shouted, recalling theoretical constructs from her research. Althar complied, firing an energy pulse that scattered the predators. But the ship remained vulnerable, systems fluctuating under the strain. We need to exit now, Althar commanded, narrowly avoiding another strike. He navigated them out of the wormhole into clearer space, where the predators could not follow. Finally safe, Lena released a breath she hadn't realized she was holding. That was too close. Althar nodded. We have much to learn from each other still. We must tread carefully from here. Their bond grew as they settled into an unspoken rhythm of mutual discovery, realizing that trust, though tentative, was woven into their very survival. Chapter 3, The Celestial Enigma. Lena and Althar traversed the alien galaxy, arriving at a lush, uncharted planet. The vistas were breathtaking, crystalline forests, glowing flora, and mountains that shimmered with iridescence. It's incredible, Lena breathed, standing on the deck of Althar's ship as they approached a landing site. I can't believe this place exists. It is home to the Elder Conclave, Althar explained. They are the guardians of this sector. They hold knowledge that even my kind respects. As soon as they disembarked, they were surrounded by members of the Elder Conclave. Their forms were translucent, shifting with the light, and their eyes held immeasurable wisdom. Althar and Lena were led to an amphitheater of luminous stone. The conclave scrutinized them through eye that penetrated deeper than mere physical appearance. You bring an outsider, their leader intoned, voice resonating with a thousand harmonics. Why? Lena stepped forward, her scientific curiosity emboldened by necessity. I seek to understand the wormhole. Your knowledge could prevent catastrophic misuse, she said. The conclave murmured among themselves. You must undergo the rite of purity, their leader declared, pointing towards a chamber of silvery mist. Althar nodded at her, an expression of encouragement. It is their way of ensuring you mean no harm, he whispered. Inside the chamber, Lena felt her mind being probed. Memories surfaced, her childhood curiosity, her academic struggles, and her undying quest for discovery. The conclave's presence was omnipresent, sifting through her thoughts and experiences. When she emerged, drained but composed, the leader spoke, Your intentions are pure. What brings you here, human, is the same drive that brought us to guard the wormhole. Althar took his turn to speak. The balance of cosmic order is delicate. We only seek to preserve it, to understand it better. The leader considered, We shall reveal what you seek, but with understanding comes responsibility. They were led to an ancient archive, its walls inscribed with unfathomable glyphs. The conclave revealed the wormhole's purpose. It was part of a cosmic system that maintained the equilibrium of multiple universes. To tamper with it recklessly could destabilize everything, leading to universal entropy. It was constructed by a civilization long lost, ancient even by our standards, said the leader solemnly. They realized the grand design, balancing energies on a multiversal scale. Ethical and existential dilemmas began to swirl around Lena and Althar. Should they continue their studies, potentially risking destabilization, or back away with the knowledge they had? "You see, Lena," Althar said, "this is larger than any individual quest. This affects entire realities. What will you choose?" Lena hesitated, thinking about the gravity of their situation. "We must respect the order. We gather knowledge not for power, but for preservation." Their reverence for the truth earned them the Conclave's respect. "We shall assist you in returning, armed with the understanding needed to guard this knowledge," the leader proclaimed. Chapter 4, The Cosmic Revelation. Lena and Althar's journey brought them to the wormhole's core, traveling through gauntlets of natural and metaphysical obstacles in a final, desperate dash. Their crafts glided through arcs of blinding energy, following pathways of cosmic light ever closer to the heart. "We're close," Althar said, monitoring the readings. "Everything converges here." The core was a swirling nexus of cosmic energies, intangible yet immensely powerful. Lena's ship instruments, struggling to provide coherent data, finally stabilized. They had reached the epicenter of a vast, unseen network, an intricate lattice that underpinned the structure of their reality. "There," Lena pointed, spotting an orb pulsating in rhythms that seemed both chaotic and measured. "That's the source." Althar nodded. "The blueprint of the cosmos. Its very existence ties multiple universes together." As they moved closer, a sudden rupture in space birthed entities cloaked in darkness. These were harbingers of chaos, seeking to exploit the wormhole for destruction. "They're here to dismantle the balance," Althar warned. "We can't let them succeed." The craft's alarms blared, lights blinking. Lena steeled herself. "We have to act now." Side by side, they combined human ingenuity with alien technology, devising a plan to use the core's energies against the invaders. The harbingers attacked, their forms fluctuating like shadows. Lena accessed Althar's control systems, firing energy bursts calibrated to repulse the invaders. The air was filled with crackling energy, and ships twisted to dodge the retaliatory strikes. The effort was monumental, but their collaboration bore fruit. "We've just neutralized a major wave," Lena shouted, energized but exhausted. "We need to stabilize the core," Althar added, "lock its energies into a defensive matrix." Together, they fine-tuned the frequencies emanating from the orb. The core began to resonate, creating harmonic barriers that repelled the entities. Their forms disintegrated against the reinforced structure, unable to breach the matrix. Lena could feel the weariness settling in, but the sight of the diminishing shadows gave her strength. Althar's precise calibrations complemented her scientific guesses. It was a seamless partnership formed under extreme duress. "There's one more wave, the toughest yet," said Althar, his face set in determination. "We can't falter now." The next few minutes were a blur, reactors humming, warnings blipping, energies colliding in the utter majesty of the cosmic ballet. But together they held, stabilizing the core and driving away the final onslaught. Silence followed, heavy but peaceful. They had secured the core, preserved the balance. The wormhole's energies harmonized into a steady, stable rhythm once more. "We did it," Lena whispered, sinking into her chair. "Yes, now the balance is restored," Althar replied, visibly relieved. "We have safeguarded not just our galaxy, but countless others." Returning through the wormhole, Lena felt a newfound reverence for what she had witnessed. The journey back seemed shorter, lighter, and brought with it a profound clarity. Finally back on Earth, Lena was greeted with a mix of astonishment and skepticism. She reconciled with Dr. Haggerty, sharing her newfound wisdom and the incredible journey she undertook. "What you've described is beyond revolutionary," Haggerty said, awe in his eyes. "It's the truth, and it's something we must guard zealously," Lena replied, her voice calm but firm. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.